Welcome back to Let's Get Into It. We have a very special guest on today who hasn't seen these microphones since season three, but you haven't heard his voice since season one. Our good friend, Ben Gold. You went out with a bang the last time the listeners heard you. Do you remember your final aired episode?
No, I think I was too drunk.
Right. That was part of why you don't remember. The other is that it was almost a year ago now when you left screaming, "And no more Ben Gold," as a promise for season two.
And I fulfilled.
You did.
That's very true.
Yeah, and we tried to get you back for season three.
I made that difficult.
Yeah.
We did get him back.
We did get you back. We succeeded in getting you back for
season
three.
There is a lost episode.
There is.
But yeah. It's not like a good lost episode. It's just like a not worth listening to lost episode.
Unlike the city of Atlantis, this lost treasure should stay underwater.
Yeah.
This summer.
That's not how that's not how trailers even sound.
No. How do they sound now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Is that still the move they do?
Yeah. And then they run in and out of doors.
I want a movie to unironically use Yakety Sax.
You know those like sad shows that are cool now? Like
okay.
Dramas?
Transparent.
Yeah. Okay. You mean the ones that aren't comedies?
No, dramedies. Which right. are sadder than straight drama.
Like NBC's
dramas.
Ed.
Right, like right. NBC's Mr. Ed.
So how would NBC's Mr. Ed, starring Tom Cavanaugh, have used Yakety Sax?
Is that what he's from?
Michael Ian Black was in that, too.
I almost called it Meet Dave, but we're talking about, was it Ed TV?
No, it wasn't Ed TV. Ed TV was, is it a Matthew McConaughey vehicle?
No.
Ed TV?
No.
Who was the protagonist?
There was
that?
A TV Some
handsome
show
boy.
A handsome
Ed
boy.
TV.
It was a movie.
So, if there's a clown in this dramedy,
uh-huh.
in NBC's Mr.
Absolutely.
Ed.
Absolutely.
Mr. Ed TV.
Right.
Nick clearly had a bit that he really wanted it. Like, get to.
We're helping.
So there's
it's a
clown.
Dramedy.
I'm not.
Let's get all this clean. I need all this exposition clean. Nick, take it from the top.
It's in NBC's Mr. Ed TV. Right. It's a talking clown horse. Well, I can't say right because it's in the bit we deleted.
Right.
Right. Every time you hear us say right, it means that we're trying to get a clean take on something stupid someone just said.
I see.
So the clown is really sad, and the whole show is about how he's a clown and has to do these clowny things, but really he's suffering from depression. It's the Maron show.
Ooh, is that a dig at Marc Maron?
No, that was a legitimate... I've watched like two episodes of that show and it looked really good.
Hey, I'm mad!
Oh, get him!
My life's going really great, but I'm still so mad!
Yeah, get him, Ben! Alright, right! Nick, we gotta get back to this bit.
So,
do we?
He has to get this bit in.
He should just bail.
No.
But that's just my opinion.
Right. What do we need to get you back on the ramp
it's
off
a,
this
it's
aircraft
It's a clown
carrier?
Horse right. who talks who eats a bale of hay.
The right. clown horse who talks who eats a bale of hay and was in a show that was Mr. Ed. And so now it's NBC's Mr. Ed TV.
Right.
Because it's meta. He is depressed. He has just tried to slit his wrists, but... fumbled?
Yeah,
because
he's got
he accidentally
hooves.
Used
that...
his hooves. That's why he fumbled.
Is he playing football too?
No, in
why
this world,
fumbling?
Hooves can hold things.
Oh,
but he's got.
That's, you can't just
that's
say
totally
that.
Our
I
mistake.
Need to know it's the being meta. Physicology
yeah.
of this.
It's because it's meta. And it's a prop knife, and so he can't cut himself. And so he's like crying and just like jamming the dull prop knife against his wrist.
And the audience
sitting
is
in the bathtub splashing. The audience is
crying.
The sound of crying. Exactly.
Pretty sure you're just describing BoJack Horseman.
He hits his like flower buzzer or whatever on his chest.
Uh-huh.
It does that thing they do in really sad things in movies with ironic soundtracks. And Yakety Sax starts up.
Oh. Right. Guys, I think we have a theme today. We've all come clean.
Mm-hmm.
About the past of this show and the present where it's at now. I think today's theme is going to be honesty. And because Ben brought this up earlier, before we started rolling, that he said he was going to be honest about everything that he doesn't know that is referenced, mm-hmm. which is something that none of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Or very few of us do. It's a hard thing to do, to be honest about every little bit of your ignorance. So I think in that spirit, we should continue today's conversation, trying to be honest about even the smallest bits of misinformation or non-information that we have. How do we feel about this? Is this soul-bearing?
No, I think that's great.
Can we just be honest about like everything that in our life, like all of the things?
Okay.
That's too many things.
That's, but that's
wait, we're talking about the things that we don't understand.
Guys,
right?
I got stuff I want to get off my chest.
Oh, okay. Like emotion stuff?
No. Just shitty things I've done that I haven't told anyone.
Yeah, hit me with that.
So it's confessional time. So
do you want a segment header for this?
Yeah.
How about Ben Gold presents Get It Off Your Chest?
I've been living in buildings with someone who sits at the in the lobby. Who?
A doorman.
A doorman.
Yeah.
A doorman. And I've realized that I've never tipped them.
You're supposed to?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it's...
Well, when they're yours or when they're someone else's?
I feel better that you said that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I knew it the whole time and I just didn't do it. But, like, the fact that you said that opens up some, like, possibility for ignorance.
At Christmas?
You should.
But you haven't.
I haven't. And the thing is, like, I am someone who takes pride in the fact that in every other context, I tip 20% or at least, and I just am very good about it. But in this case, I have not done it. I've not done it.
What's happening to his voice?
Just never the doorman.
I have not done it.
So only when you live there, like not when.
Because like
every day? No, you don't have to tip someone else's doorman.
Okay, good.
What's the frequency with which you need to be tipping your
doorman? Yeah, is it like quarterly?
Annually.
I think annually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So during the high holidays.
So you know this.
I do know it.
And you just ignore it.
And yet I've
refused.
Continued to not do it.
Yeah.
So during like Hanukkah.
Well, here's why it's different.
Okay.
Than a like a check at a restaurant situation or
like a Czechoslovakian.
Yes.
Right.
Or like a bellhop who brought up your bag situation.
Why isn't there Czech like restaurants? Why aren't there Czech restaurants?
There are Czech restaurants.
Oh. Where are they? I just didn't. Hey.
Bay Ridge.
I'm going to be honest about something I didn't know.
Yeah, right.
I was honest about my doorman thing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about our ignorance. That's the actual name of the segment.
That's the name of this whole episode.
Honest about our ignorance.
Honest about our ignorance.
Wait, I forgot the last
word. Okay. No, it's over.
Yeah.
Wait, let's try again.
Right.
Honest about our ignorance.
This time I forgot the first word.
You're fucking up our Radiolab thing, all right? We all got to say it.
Do they say things a lot the same? I never listened.
Wait.
Ben?
No, I'm just doing Radiolab.
Is this thing on? Great. Where were we in our conversation?
Nick was saying how he doesn't like Czech people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was expressing my ignorance. Jesus. Right. I was expressing my ignorance honestly, and you stepped all over it, and I feel punished for that. And I thought that was what this episode was not going to be about. I didn't think that this episode wasn't going to not be about that.
Yeah, Ben, this is a good podcast. It's not a bad podcast where we step on each other's feelings
and lines.
You're right. It's a safe space.
Yeah.
So, Nick, tell me about your ignorance.
I didn't know that Ben was such an asshole to not tip his doorman.
You're right. I am an asshole. I feel really bad about it. So part of being honest about my ignorance is I'm hoping to get some advice from you.
Okay.
Tip your doorman.
Great. I side with him.
Well, you're right. So, let me explain to you.
Maybe start several years ago.
Well, let me explain two things about the doorman tipping.
Okay.
Okay.
We need some background.
We need
this.
All of this.
Honestly,
the info.
I'm ignorant about this doorman.
So,
what's his name?
Well, there's multiple people. So, that's one thing. There's several people.
Whoa.
So, you have to tip one every day of Hanukkah to keep up.
Well, so typically in these buildings, they'll put out a box.
Wait, I'm ignorant about how many days there are in Hanukkah.
There are eight.
8 days.
Eight crazy nights, according to Adam Sandler.
Who is that? I'm ignorant about that.
I feel like you're taking advantage of our safe space, Tim.
Okay, so how many doormans do you have?
I don't know.
But several.
It changes. There's a lot. So I lived in my previous building for like 4 years.
So those men never got money
for four years? I don't remember. I blacked out for a year.
Those men never had money from you.
Men and women.
I was ignorant about
that. I never gave him money.
So now that we know there's just a box and a rotating cast of door people, you feel this ameliorates the situation?
No. Well, they never knew that I didn't tip.
How?
Oh, because the box is anonymous.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tag your donation. Box.
People just throw like cash.
Are you the guy?
That's what I'm unclear on. Are people just throwing cash in, or are they putting like an envelope with a thing in it? It always seemed like
with their name on.
Probably they're writing
a Christmas message, or a Hanukkah message, or eight of them. Are you the kind of guy who, in synagogue, when they pass the collection plate around at communion, you just rustle it and not put anything in?
Well, that's a thing that happens.
Ben, is there anything else you need to get off your chest?
No, I'm a pretty good guy other than that.
So, that's all you had to get off your chest?
That's
Hey, guys, I want to suggest a theme for the whole podcast. I don't tip my doorman.
I want to hear your bullshit life.
Oh, I see. He's turning the lens of scrutiny back around on us.
Yeah, guys.
Like a lighthouse of scrutiny in which the middle is the middle of this room. And he was the lone wolf who happens to be a boat caught a sea. And now he's trying to spin that upon us, the moored boats in the harbor.
Like a loom in a web.
Like a sheep and a fox on a boat across the river. How many times does it take to go back and forth?
First, you take the straw. Then you come back, and since the fox has eaten the sheep, you just have to carry a large fox.
False. The fox was driving the boat.
Boom, boom, boom.
False. The water was sheep.
Do you know how to do that on piano? Of course you do.
Do you know how to play?
Come on. That's the one thing pianos are for.
Wait, can we play Name That Tune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name it.
I am the luckiest.
Wait,
you were playing it earlier tonight, and you have just started Brick.
Okay. Three, two, one. Right.
Right.
Guys, I gotta be honest. We just cut out like 20 minutes of us singing.
Mm.
You're welcome, and we're back, and now we're going to deliver you very good content.
This is a great warm-up.
Our voices, our vocals are in good positions.
I do not think that we should be musicians.
3, 2, 1,
right! I gotta be honest, we just cut out another 10 minutes. We're going to a break, we're gonna come back, we're gonna get it together and give you some hot con!
But stay tuned for the end, because we'll just play it all and fast forward.
Do you want to pretend like I'm a regular guest and just like ask me questions? I don't know.
We try that.
I can do it real.
Well,
I don't know if you can.
Let me be honest.
I don't know if I want
you. You only do bits with me, and maybe I'm not good for bits.
3, 2, 1. Right. Okay, guys. Gotta be honest. We tried to come back in for the second act, and 5 minutes down the drain. But we got a song we prepared for you guys. Ready? And here we go.
One hair. Fuck, I fucked it up. I did the wrong one. Which one should I have done?
Well, you should have waited 2 more bars.
Well, yeah. Well, do that when it's ready. But, like, also, what is it?
Do that when it's ready. Jason. When it's ready, do it.
How do you switch it to mix and you're like...
I want a perfect body.
You just got it. It's more...
yeah, it's that.
It's more cheeks and mouth.
Oh, fuck.
I want a perfect body.
Yeah.
And then I just...
I want a perfect soul.
You're just like an angel, and you're I think this is Lincoln's real voice.
You're just like an angel.
We one impression at a time. One impression at a time. A little bit.
Your skin makes me cry.
Of discipline in this unit.
I can only hear it.
I am a freedom bandito. This is not it. This is not it. This is not it.
What the hell am I doing here?
I don't belong here.
Ben, you gotta let things breathe.
I know, I do.
You're doing great as yourself, and then...
I'm not doing great as anything.
You were doing great as yourself.
I'm still talking on mic. Are we recording, or did you just...
Everything's recorded. Let's play What's Your Cruiser?
Guys, gotta be honest.
Jason, what are we doing here? We need leadership.
Every time I come on the show...
Yep.
Ben, you lead us.
No.
Yeah, be the leader.
No, I need...
Be the leader. Listen, you're gonna pipe up and interrupt everything anyway, so just tell us what to do.
I see. Point at me when you want me to talk.
Right now... is the point you were at when I came in the last episode.
Yes, like, right.
And I thought, why are they being so mean to Ben?
Because we're going to do it right.
It's just a war of attrition in here when Ben Gold's in the room.
I'm a loud boy.
One of his characters didn't speak.
That's right.
He just made grunts.
Oh my God, he's back.
What was his name, Bill? Bob?
Carl?
Bob.
He's a dentist. Anybody loves Pokemon.
Yep.
Bob, have you been playing Pokemon Go?
God, you asked. No.
Oh.
This is the only time I'm going to ask you this in our entire lives, Ben. Could you be a little louder?
Mm-hmm.
That'll do. That won't do.
I hate Bob.
We all hate Bob. So what's next, Ben? What are we doing now?
All right, Bob's dead. I killed Bob.
More singing?
Yeah.
Now that the spotlight's on Ben, he's completely shut down.
I'm a very shy man.
We were doing
man.
So well. We were doing fine. We have like
last time
15 minutes in the can.
Okay, let's
of solid ep.
Let's the three of us start something.
Okay,
and then see if someone Wing Chen's in.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Okay,
okay,
yeah, of three of us.
Okay, Ben.
See, I'm really great like once in a while.
I mean, if you could be great in on mic jokes.
No, I know. Not like funny gesture, jokes no. that only I'm like I'm a conversational wittisome.
Oh, a conversational what?
Wittisome.
This is going out uncut.
The simplest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please.
Like my dick. Hey, wait.
Wait, don't you have a covenant with God?
No, I'm circumcised. Anyway, okay, guys, you got okay. to carry this.
Okay.
And how come God decided that we should cut the tips of our penises off?
Are you asking my opinion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be okay. honest or you don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know okay. either.
Do you want to speculate?
Yeah, because there was a time of desert people and infections were probably rife.
So I listened to a past episode and I was very impressed with your biblical knowledge.
My biblical knowledge?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, because you're talking about
the immaculate conception.
Yeah. Which I didn't know. I learned so much from that.
You thought it was the virgin birth.
Yeah, I did. I totally did.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
That was cool and honest.
In the beginning was the word.
3, 2, 1, right.
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 Guys...
Let's
get something we can
give to the public. How long have we been recording for?
We have
an hour.
We have 15 minutes.
We have 15 minutes right
now. We have not yet gotten into it.
I gotta be honest. It's been an hour. We have barely gotten into it.
Is it my fault?
Yes.
No. I don't think it's entirely my fault this time.
Mostly, though.
It is. I am not helping. I can say for sure that I am not helping.
Right. So what should we do? What? How would you, if we
can I make an? Can I make an aside?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Edit point.
Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3.
Right. Guys, I listened to like a shit ton of episodes before I came here.
What was your favorite episode that you listened to on your way over here?
I didn't listen on my way over here. I listened over the past weeks and months.
Okay.
But I like...
The question stands.
I liked Cole's episode.
Cole Stryker.
I like Cole Stryker's episode. I liked Nick singing the chicken tendies song.
Nick, sing the chicken tendies song, please. Well,
that's not a thing I did. That's not a song.
Chicken tendies.
Why did you ask me to
why?
Do something?
Right, why? Why? You can't be Abbott and Costello.
I'm back. I think we figured out to use Ben.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm going to do Who's On First. Hi, we've got a baseball team, and they've got really weird names. For example, the Who's On First. Yeah, no, I know. I know. I don't know how that goes. This is not an actually funny bit to do.
Well, you know, these baseball players got really weird names these days. Yeah, well.
But Ben will try.
Away from the mic, where we can use him.
Tendies from a meme found on 4chan. It's about a young boy who makes demands from his mom. And he screams and generally acts very entitled. And the song does
around like 12. That's true.
Later, people start.
If you're going to pull up the part,
I
pull
love
up the
Ben.
Part.
Can I say I love Ben Gold episodes?
Wait, hold on. I just want to hear the Chicken Tendies song, guys.
Well, this is an opportune time for that.
Eventually.
Also, you have to do it.
You didn't find it? You put it up to the mic, but you didn't find it.
I'd like you to take a turn. I love my dad. I should just say he's not 4'4". That's correct.
I like that.
Harrison Ford, about this guy.
God, Cole is so boring.
Automatic.
You just said this.
I love
Cole.
I don't remember. Also, you have to get inside. I'm trying to think of a joke about that kid looking for the princess.
Right.
Right.
Okay, guys, gotta be honest.
Okay, let's be honest.
I'm looking over at my audition session, and it's got 1 hour and 10 minutes on it. You as a listener will probably be through 10 minutes of the show at this point.
All right, we have to make this work.
We gotta make this work. Let's get out some bits.
So I haven't been here since season one. Yeah. Season one!
Season one.
So why here's, not? Here's for obvious reasons, but I need to know.
Yep.
What bits have I missed out on? I feel like I've missed out on all the bits.
We did that last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did all our segments
you
last
didn't
episode.
Do it with me.
Yeah.
Let's do threes.
Threes.
Rocky Balboa, Rocky Road Ice Cream, Rocky Mountain High.
Did you write down your threes?
Yeah. That Listen, is, I'm a master so at threes.
That
right
was
now.
Phil. Give nobody, credit to who did it.
Nobody can step
Give credit
to
who
me.
Did this.
Philip Gillott.
So you say three things that all begin with the same word?
No. Here's another threes.
Just listen.
Skid Row, rowboat, get your ducks in a row.
Three things that all have the same word in it?
No, listen to another one.
All right.
Bump and grind.
Mm-hmm.
Bump in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Bumper cars.
Perfect threes. Phil fucking gets it.
He gets it.
He does. Never stop. This is all we have that's usable. All please.
Right. Here we go. Spring break, bone break, point break.
Talk dirty to me. Girl talk. Talk soup.
Not bad. Yeah. Pretty good that's first pretty threes.
Good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good creative one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me that you love me more. Please.
I don't know. Okay, real talk. Is anyone else's headphones rattling when Ben talks?
Ben is a lonely boy, and he needs to find love. Let's go through Ben's Tinder account.
I don't know what's happening in here anymore.
Siri, play The Luckiest by The Benfolds.
We've got to get through this app.
Oh, okay. Someday. So, anyway.
Can I have a drink?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Shit.
Three, no, I interrupt. Two, one,
right.
I'm charging you by the minute.
This can is the talking can.
Okay.
Holy moly. How did it get to this point?
Can you turn the lights off?
We're going to turn the lights off.
I think we should turn the lights off.
All right. We have a new guest.
Kimberly. You curled up in a ball.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, my name is Katz. I'm a lot of cats. I am all the cats in
the
world.
Can we call Jonathan Katz?
Sure.
Hi. Have reached Albion Productions and the office of Jonathan Katz. You can leave a message for me or for Rob Lynch after the tone. Well, thank you.
Who the fuck is Rob Lynch?
I don't know.
I don't know why this isn't my phone.
Okay, so.
Wait, I have another number.
When you said that Jonathan Katz gave you his number in the grocery store, he gave you his production company's number?
Well, I have his cell phone number.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, like.
His number's showing up as an iMessage account. This is actually his cell phone.
I'm suddenly very uncomfortable with this.
And your parents are friends of his? Am I remembering this story correctly?
Hello?
Shit. That was Jonathan Katz.
Did you just hang up?
Bengal.
Why did you hang up?
Bengal just
I
hung up on
I was prepared to talk to him.
Okay, it is Wednesday, September 7th, 9:17 p.m. Ben Gold called John Katz, producer of the Broadway hit musical Cats, and hung up on him.
God damn
Ben,
it.
What should I do with his number?
He'll think it's a wrong number and we'll never think about it again.
But like, should I like actually text them and
delete no!
It?
You should just forget
Ben,
about
we have
it.
A half an hour.
You we are have, not responsible enough to handle having his number, so you should delete it from your phone.
Well, I mean, I
will not do that.
Give it to someone
take.
You trust.
Here's my hot take.
Nick, do you want Jonathan Katz's number?
You are generally in your day-to-day life responsible for having that number. You are not responsible when you are in a room with probably me.
Don't text your dad.
I think I'm the only one who's ever asked you to call
should
Jonathan Katz.
I text?
Don't text this to your
Jonathan father. Katz.
This is the worst
life. His last text to his dad was not delivered. So, I think your dad blocked you.
Would that Jonathan Katz thing have been like a real bit?
Maybe if you'd had a human conversation with him.
Yes, it would have been.
No, it wouldn't have, able to.
What? How could we have explained that?
Do you not know how to have a human conversation and explain things to people?
Hey, Jonathan, I found your number in my phone.
Yes, you be honest.
You want to know, this is what you could have said and it would have been fine. Hey, it's Ben Gold. My parents are friends of yours. I'm recording a comedy podcast right now. If you don't find this funny right now, that's totally cool and I'll hang up. But I thought it'd be funny to give you a call and have you on, given how little I know you and how odd it is that I have your phone number. And then he would either say, oh, that's funny, I want to be a part of it, or, I don't know who you are, pass. And you say, super sorry for wasting your time. Goodbye, Jonathan.
Instead, we just have him saying hi.
Hello. Not bad.
I'm Jonathan Katz.
Well, I mean, we're going to list him in the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a huge get for us. I got to be honest.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
I can call Bill Hader, too, but that's like...
Do it.
Yeah, hang up on Bill Hader next.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Right. This episode's just beginning.
Welcome to Let's Get Into It.
I'm texting him.
Jonathan Katz?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
We told you.
We all recommend against this.
No, all I'm saying is, hey... I noticed your number's on my phone. I'm sorry about that call.
No.
Stop it.
This is
not
so
helpful.
Awkward for you.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you right now.
Theseus.
Just don't say anything.
Look at his face as he tries to decide.
But why? Why do I
Because what you're writing is wrong.
Why is it wrong?
wrong? Because it's awkward and uncomfortable and unnecessary.
You're
going to
make him uncomfortable. He has already forgotten about this wrong number.
Yes, he is.
He's like, oh, telemarketer, wrong number.
You're making it about
local
you.
Local business, food I ordered.
You are making it about you.
Yes.
Drop the bone.
Ben, we stop recording in 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to give us something to work with. Start by talking into a microphone.
I want to text nine of the cats.
Okay, great. 10 minutes. Give us your best
so let's,
stuff.
Let's go through this like latest conversation.
On Tinder. On Tinder.
With Casey with a C-E-Y.
So from the first thing I said, hey.
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 I'm vegan too. Ugh. Or are you... Wait. Well, okay.
Sorry. I'm gonna...
Stop editorializing.
I'm gonna
let
turn
me just
off
let,
my mic.
Let me get
end.
Through. Okay. Hey.
Hey.
I'm vegan too. Or are you not vegan and just enjoy the food?
Can I read her parts?
How about Kat reads her parts?
Do you want to read her parts?
Sure.
Okay, well, I have another message I sent.
Yeah.
Yep, keep it rolling.
I sent this next message 6 days later, and I said, do you have a favorite vegan spot? Trying to find more.
I'm vegan, yes.
Oh, awesome! Do you have a favorite vegan spot or meal? I reiterated my question.
Yeah, Chance Diner. OFC. Clementine's, too. I live for Clementine's sandwiches and their brownies, capital B, and cupcakes and all the sweets. Smile.
This is going pretty well so far, Ben.
Oh, I've been to Champs before, but I haven't heard of Clementine's. I'll have to check it out.
Nice.
September 6th.
Is there more?
This was like a week later or more.
Okay.
How was your Labor Day weekend?
Did you write in all caps?
Well, I might as well.
It was amazing. Smile. Thumbs up. Sorry, I'm super spotty on Tinder, period. Keeping busy. Bigger smile. I was just in Italy, so I spent the day lounging, eating tomatoes and pasta, tongue sticking out. You haven't written back to me yet.
Well, she sent that at 10:59 a.m. on September 7th.
Can we whip up a big bowl of pasta so you can take a picture and send it to her?
Yep, me too. Tongue out.
So, okay, what are your questions?
It's got to be vegan pasta, though. No cheese.
How do you... No is this a really beautiful one?
Is she really
They're
beautiful?
All really beautiful.
She's a harlequin.
Wait, can we read my other one with Skylar?
Is it...
Wait, what do you want out of these? Like, was that the end of what you needed
just,
us to
I
do
just
for
wanna,
you?
I just want to let you, like...
Just to hear that you're doing good and hitting on people?
But he's not even doing good.
He's well, doing you're well. Normcoring it.
First of all...
He's shouting vegan things.
You're normcore flirting. I like it.
So you open with a gif of a cat.
See, girls like normcore flirting.
Vegan things at them.
Because then you're just like a blank screen to project upon.
That's me to a T.
Okay. Guys, thanks for tuning in.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Yep. I'm sorry I joined the podcast.
You saved it.
Really?
Extent to which this is saved, you saved it.
Yeah.
This is at least better than last time in season 3 where his podcast didn't come out at all. I guarantee some of this podcast will come out.
Okay, can we do a quick breakdown on what the fuck went wrong?
Okay,
how we can get better the podcast.
Thank you.
Let's have a stand-up meeting about this.
Okay.
From my perspective, there's a lot of manic energy happening in here.
Thank you.
And I like that.
So how would you improve on that? How do we direct this manic energy?
Either I would leave him alone and let him hang himself on something. Uh-huh. And, where he'll go. So that didn't work?
We tried that in season 3.
Yeah, the episode. We had two different people tried to edit it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you want me back?
Because we love you.
You're completely charming. That's why I'm wondering what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's...
There's a great darkness within me.
Get onto the mic.
There's a great darkness within me.
You're a compelling energy to work with, and you're a good human being and a fun friend, and I like having your energy on this podcast. I think that somewhere in there, self-control is lost in important technical ways, and so it's not an ability problem, it's a technique and practice problem.
I agree.
Where nothing you do is usable for just fundamental technical reasons.
No, but I also think that you're really good at like glancing at things and avoiding them, and it's like a strategy you have. I can see. Is this your personality?
Can you guys answer that?
No.
I'm not going to answer her questions. I can.
Can you speak to that? Because I'm not sure.
I think you're afraid that you and your true self is not interesting enough, so you feel that you need to throw up a facade and that you need to be putting a circus in front of you and doing all these little whiz-bang tricks, and you hope that the whiz-bang tricks will make people impressed enough and amused that they don't realize that you are just a person, a normal person, and you don't feel that that's okay. But the sad thing is that the whiz-bang tricks aren't impressive. They're like a magician who hasn't really learned the tricks, and so it breaks. Some people can get by their whole lives with the whiz-bang tricks, and it doesn't mean that they're happy or okay, but they're able to just distract everyone for long enough that it works. You, unfortunately, are not able to distract everyone. That would be okay if you could be comfortable with letting people just talk to you. And occasionally you do, and you are. But putting a microphone in front of you is the opposite of what is needed to break down that little paper wall of flim-flammery.
I think I was relating to a lot of what you were saying, Nick. I call it throwing a smoke bomb.
Nick, I didn't like listen to any of it, but I think if I did, I would have really taken it to heart.
I appreciate it. You're a good man, Nick Douglas.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Two, one.